In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Ahora te toca a ti, a dar un paso adelante y ser el cambio. Es hora de convertir tu pasión en una carrera. Es hora de inscribirte donde tu éxito es la prioridad. Un lugar donde clases más pequeñas significan conexiones más profundas. Donde la matrícula es accesible y la tutoría es gratuita. Es hora de crear tu propio camino. Valencia College. Te toca a ti. Inscríbete hoy en valenciacollege.edu. Las clases comienzan el 21 de agosto.
It's time to get the attention you deserve and support so you can thrive. It's time for smaller classes that offer bigger opportunities and more personal connections, whether learning in person or online. It's time to not only get into college, but fit in with an entire community here to help you shine. And with less than 30 students per class on average, you get more one-on-one time with professors, plus access to free tutoring and a team of advisors and staff committed to your success. Valencia College, it's time. Apply now at valenciacollege.edu. Classes start August 21st.
I didn't even know they made a young filter.
You know, they have a filter on Zoom that helps get rid of wrinkles, and I turned it on, and I turned into a blur.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you? You look amazing.
I think I look amazing with my Mickey Mouse shirt on, because we're talking about Orlando.
We are doing an Orlando discussion, and so you dress thematically. Everybody, welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast. I am the host of today. I won some weird prize, and they made me host of the podcast today. It's probably quite an honor in some places. I don't know if it is for me. We can talk about that later. I'm Todd Conklin. How are you? You can call me Todd. People do. That's what they call me. So it's an exciting day today because we're going to talk to a whole bunch of friends. You can kind of tell from the teaser that we're going to talk to. That was Bob Edwards and Jennifer Long. And if you don't know them, you've probably not been hanging out very much because they both are former podcast stars. I talked to Mark Yeston. There's a gang of us, and it's a great little conversation and a good opportunity to get together and make a podcast. And that is exciting. I'm telling you, it's exciting. It's, I don't know about where you are, but where I am, it's just hotter than crap. And let's assume crap's pretty hot. It's actually hotter than that. But, you know, if you go back and listen to the podcast, it's like I'm never happy. It's either too hot, too cold, winter, summer, blah, 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 blah. It's wine. But it is pretty warm. Although I'm noticing, just in case you're wondering, if you're on a bicycle, taking a ride to sort of clear your mind, it's your happy place, it's always kind of breezy. So that part's good. And if you remember to wear sunscreen, which is important, slip, slop, slop, right? Then it gets you out and on the town. So that's exciting. It's just been, at least for me, it's been a really interesting couple weeks. There's just been a ton of free live concerts in the city of Santa Fe, and so I've seen so much good music. Really interesting. Like right now it's the International Folk Art Festival, which is kind of this big market they have. It's very fun. You would enjoy. In fact, next year you're invited. Come on out. But they do kind of an international folk music festival to go with it. Or maybe concert is better. It's not really, it's a part of the festival, but it's not a festival, but it's a concert. And that was grand fun. I mean, a really good time. And so it gets your minds off the crappy stuff in the world, and you don't have to think about work, and you just kind of sit back in your little lawn chair and enjoy the tunage. And the tunage is very, very important. So that's fun. That's been really good as well. I might as well get to the reason we're podcasting today, because I don't ever know how to think about this. It seems cheesy to me. I'll just be honest with you. Because it seems very self-promotional. But we're going to have another workshop. So if you don't, and I'll talk about this a little, but if you don't remember, we had a workshop a couple months ago. And it was the first one we'd really had Bob and myself and Mark Yeston and the Martha, the gang. It's the first one we'd had really since the beginning of the pandemic. So it'd been a long time. And we thought we would do one just because there was quite a bit of pressure to do it. I would never purposely choose to do one of these because they're kind of a lot of work. And you know how I feel about work. Real mixed emotions around work. But we did one, and it was great fun. The problem is we were limited to the size of the workshop we could do, which is a good thing, by the size of the facility we were doing the workshop in. And so it filled up really, really fast, much to many people's disappointment, which it made me kind of sad. And so the decision was made to do another one. And so, in fact, that's what today's workshop is going to talk about. So September 27, 28, 29, which is a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, towards the end of September. In fact, I think it's kind of at the very end of September. There will be another Conklin conference. That hurts my teeth just to say that, but that's what they're calling it. I did not make that name up. I want that on the record. That is not a name I would have made up. But there's another conference, and we're actually doing it in Orlando. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is I really want to go to that Star Wars thing. I've wanted to go for a while, and this is kind of an excuse to be there. So that's what we're going to talk about. And we really should probably launch in to a conversation already in progress with Mark Yeston on this very idea. Now, Mark was on the road and couldn't hang out with us for the pod, but he called in because he really wanted to be a part of the magic. So if you're interested in this Orlando conference, September 27, 28, 29, and I'm hoping you are because that would be great, there is space available. Some of it's gone already, but I think there's enough of it that everyone should be happy, and I'm pretty much going to tell you that's going to be it for a while because that's two. And that's two more than I would normally want to do. But it was the first one was really fun. I mean, we had a great time. Well, just listen to what Mark has to say.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, too. Orlando, of all places.
I know. It's crazy. And it's a...
I haven't been there since I was like 7 years old.
Same here.
I haven't been there since my kid was 7 years old.
Which is...
So I was at least 14.
That's right. So you were 14. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
It should be fun. And the workshop looks really fun, too, because it's got Jenny, you, Bob, Andrea, myself, I think, and maybe a surprise guest.
Oh, the whole gang. I can't wait to hear who the surprise guest is. But no, I'm really looking forward to it. We had such a good time in Santa Fe. I mean, that was kind of the first one we did since the pandemic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a blast. There's such a good group of people from all different, you know, industries from everywhere. I just met so many cool people, and everybody seemed to have a really nice time.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they get, like, way better access with you. They can spend time talking to people. I mean, that's the part that's fun. You get to really talk to people.
Yeah, I think the pace is really nice because you can hang out and talk to people and, you know, find out where they are on the journey and what they're up to, what they're looking to do. So it's fun.
See what I mean? That sounded fun, right? I mean, that was just kind of that's like the beginning teaser, but it was so great to get to talk to Mark about it. He's just so incredibly interesting. And if you've not had a chance to work with him in a workshop, don't miss it. I mean, it's that good of an opportunity. It is really that fun. And I think you'll have a great time. I mean, there's much to learn and much to share with one another. That whole peer relationship part is what makes it really fun. Without that, let's listen to the conversation we had with the rest of the gang on that meeting in Orlando and see what you think. I'm curious to see where you are on this journey. So without any further ado, here is the conversation already in progress about our meeting we're going to have in late September. Get ready. Well, you guys, let's talk about Orlando. Are you excited?
Yeah, of course.
Very much.
Are you, what part of the Orlando meeting excites you?
Bob, do you want to go ahead?
I think I asked a question that wasn't on your list of things you thought about.
I thought about what's exciting about Orlando other than Disney World. Talking to you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, because we all know that getting on the plane is not the exciting part.
No, that is not the exciting part. I think this is going to be a fun meeting. So the whole premise of this meeting is the other one sold out so quickly that, I guess sold out sounds snooty. We reached the limit of the capacity of the place.
That's right. The room capacity was, we did not want to violate the fire marshal rules. We are compliant safety professionals.
That's right. Exactly. And so then the decision was made to do another one. And we tried all sorts of ideas to do it. But we ended up in Orlando because we can go to the Star Wars exhibit at MGM, which is enough reason to actually do a conference there. So that'll be interesting as well. But also the feedback from the last meeting was really powerful. They seemed to really like the stuff you guys talked about. You were brilliant and interesting and charming and fun.
But not good looking?
Yeah.
I didn't say that. but that wasn't on the smile sheet.
Please don't put that on the
It wasn't on the response form, don't you? I thought you gave everybody a response form, like on a scale of 1 to 5, Bob Edwards is.
That's good looking.
But you know, okay, looks worse than my grandpa, right? Something like that.
But you know how I use Likert score? I use Likert scales. I always give between 1 and 2. So, because it just makes it a lot easier.
Either you like it or you don't.
Yeah. It's either you are happy or you're not happy. So we don't have a lot of time in between.
We're going to the Kotlin conference again, right?
I guess. I mean, that's a little creepy to me, but I'm all for it. I'm a little worried that we won't have enough bicycles.
Man, I think it's a clever name for it because it's sort of defuses any snootiness. It's like, yeah, it's just us guys all hanging out. Guys and gals hanging out, talking about hot stuff, talking about stuff that you're trying to make the world a little bit better. And it was really fun in New Mexico. And I'm looking forward to it. Is it 2 or 3 days, Todd?
It's 3 days. Oh, and I should say before I forget, Andrea wanted to be on the call but couldn't move her schedule. We need to talk to her because if you can't move your schedule on Friday, you're doing it wrong.
No, probably some lame thing about having babies.
Oh yeah, probably some stupid baby thing. and Mark Yeston is teaching a Knowles class and is going to try to jump in on break. So
right now he's literally trying to get a fire started.
Exactly. He's in the middle of the woods. Luckily there's 5G, so he'll be fine. So. Unless he's Robert Kennedy, then he's not fine. Then he'll have brain leakage, but that's a entirely different podcast, I'm sure. But no, it sounds we got the old band back together, so that'll be fun. And everybody's really excited about it, so I think it'll be a good time.
It is exciting for me, Todd, is literally seeing like all these different people in these different places that are doing this stuff. And you know, kind of everybody has a voice in this. It's like, it's so different, and I'm not, you know, this. I like Lean, I like Six Sigma. All those things have a place, but this hop conversation is ever emerging and ever changing and growing, and nobody has got it all figured out. And it's not like something we did back in the human performance days, and now we're done. No, we're actually creating and innovating and thinking. There's so much sort of funnel lobe engagement. It makes it a lot of fun, and I love to see what other people are doing.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised by where it's gotten to?
Yeah. Actually, not surprised. Yeah, surprised, but also really, really pleased. If that makes sense. Like, I mean, surprised because, I mean, I remember you and I sitting out on a patio thing in Budapest and thinking, you know, maybe you ought to step out, Bob, and leave your big company that you're so comfortable with and come work on this stuff. And I didn't think it would be like this much, I don't think, but it certainly is amazing.
Jenny, that Budapest trip was really interesting because we went to Light Bulb Factory number 64. Remember? That's what 64. It was the most former Soviet Union thing I think I've ever done. And I used to have to go to the former Soviet Union all the time for work. But we went in there and it's like we walked into the factory and it's like everything went to black and white. It was like being in a movie. And all the employees
back in time.
They were all babushkas. And they were all wearing these gray – remember this, Bob? These gray smocks, and this machine made light bulbs. And it would blow the glass, and it had fire, and it had glass, and it had
– Molten
glass, and it had locusts and snakes. Yeah. It was crazy. And they would blow these bulbs and then hang them, and then put the filament in, and the bulbs would just kind of go all around this plant on these tracks. And it was the only thing that was missing was that kind of the former Russian music.
It was the scary soundtrack. It was,
do you remember that, Bob? It was.
Oh yeah, I remember. It was an amazing trip.
It may be the most interesting manufacturing facility I've ever been allowed access to, and it was incredibly interesting. And they were making old school filament light bulbs.
Yeah, that's right.
So
I miss those old school filament light bulbs. Can I just say I have a lot of old lamps, like antique lamps.
Yeah.
And those LEDs, useless.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you should go
turn them on and they're like.
You should go to Light Bulb Factory number 64.
Go. I would like to order direct from Light Bulb Factory number 64.
I think you have to actually visit, so that's good. Yeah, so it's three.
I have a Babushka and a Grace Monk.
That's right. So it's 3 days, Bob. We'll probably do, I would guess we'll do a whole day on learning, a whole day on sort of fundamentals, and probably try to team up those days, and then a whole day with Jenny and accountability and Mark and that kind of stuff. So I think it's a pretty pretty full little agenda.
Yeah, and I'll be coming in hot on day one. I think I'm not sure what my flights are going to look like, but I'll be there as quick as I can on your day. You're doing fundamentals, right, day one?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and then Andy and I will pick up the operational learning stuff, and then Jen and Mark will be doing accountability. And so, yeah, so I'll I'm working on my flights and stuff to figure out what's the best.
Yeah, and it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Which actually worked out well with the facility. So those are the days they could give us. But then that works out really well if you want to spend the weekend in Orlando.
Yeah. And what's those dates, Jay? Jay's still on the call, right?
I think so.
Jay, 27th, 28th, and 29th of September.
Of September, 27th, 28th. Just because you notice I didn't ask Todd, right?
Yeah,
because
I would tell you the wrong date. But I would say it confidently. I would confidently give you the wrong date.
Yes.
27th to the 29th of September.
27th, 28th, 29th.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's perfect. So I've got two of those days in there. I'm just going to add that other one into my calendar right now.
Perfect. There, we're watching action happen.
Hey, there's a reason that we need you. There's a lot of reasons, but there's one out right there because Todd and I used to plan some of these things, and like one time we forgot to put the start time.
Yeah, we did.
Brochures out there, and people are like, we figured it must be 8, so they showed up.
Yeah, some people showed up at 7 because they didn't want to miss it, and then we showed up at 9, which is, you know, a very genteel time to start a meeting.
The funny part was I was actually at that meeting, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You were there. You were probably thinking, these guys need me.
But it's good to do it on the East Coast, and there's quite a bit of interest in us doing one in the Bay Area, but that I guess that'll be the next conversation we have. We have to live through the East Coast.
Yes, and he's working on something for Chattanooga next year too. So
yeah, yeah, I really want to do Chattanooga because it's home of the moon pie.
It is, and the first bottler for Coca-Cola.
I know. So we could actually have Coca-Cola and a moon pie. So, right. Which is official. Oh. But Bob, do you think you could get us a moon pie tour?
Oh, you know it. Yeah, there's actually a little museum downtown, and it's the coolest little museum of all this sort of historical moon pie. You know where that came from? It was a couple of guys talking, a couple of miners supposedly talking to a baker, and he said, you know, if you took a couple graham crackers and shoved a marshmallow in it and dipped it in chocolate, you could sell the heck out of those things. That's supposedly how it started in Chattanooga.
Well, that's supposedly, that's pretty much what a moon pie is there, baby.
That's kind of what it is, yeah. So even if that's not the real story, that's the one I'm sticking with.
So, and Jenny, are you busy doing lots?
We have our snack menu.
That's right. Are you doing lots of work and stuff? Are you busy?
I am. In fact, a shout out to Brian Herman at Tucson Electric. I worked with him up in Niagara Falls a couple weeks ago.
The hardest place to get to in the world.
Yes, I was able to get stopped coming back through customs because I had a giant suitcase because I'd been on the road for 3 weeks. And I was only in Niagara Falls for the weekend on the Canadian side.
Uh-huh.
And so coming back through, I'd only been there 2 days and I had this giant suitcase. And so they're like, yeah, we'd like you to pull over. And they started to go through my bag.
Really? That's good. Isn't that nice of them?
It does look, Jen, it does look a bit suspicious that that big of a suitcase for a 2-day trip. Although my Marine son sent me a meme and he said, this is what it's like, Dad, when I go on vacation with my wife. And it showed a big jet airliner with a bunch of luggage strapped to the top of it. Like, Some people carry a lot of stuff when they go, right?
Yeah, no, I understand completely. But Niagara Falls is such an interesting place because it's how do I say this? It's casino-centric.
Ahora te toca a ti, a convertir tus sueños en una realidad. Es hora de elegir tu carrera desde más de 130 programas, ambos en persona o en línea, para que puedas aprender dónde, cuándo y cómo quieras. Es hora de recibir los recursos que necesitas para tener éxito, como clases más pequeñas, asesores dedicados, tutoría gratuita y matrícula accesible. Es hora de enfocarte en tu futuro. Valencia College, te toca a ti. Inscríbete hoy en valenciacollege.edu. Las clases comienzan el 21 de agosto.
It is. It's like Biloxi, Mississippi. It's
yes.
Like kind of weird, like not quite Vegas, but Vegas
yeah,
kind of vibe.
It's got that whole casino. And then you've got, you know, the falls, which are super interesting.
Yep. And Brian Herman, who's amazing.
He's the most interesting person on earth.
Oh my God.
He's like the Dos Equis guy. He's one of the most interesting guys on earth.
Yeah. That's cool. What a cool time to spend with Brian.
Well, that's
water, not moonshine, just because I'm in Tennessee.
Okay, so that's water. Okay, it's but you're drinking
even though you're drinking it out of a jar.
Yeah, it's in a jar, Bob. So don't be mad at us. I mean, we're just going with what you got. So
if my speech gets a little slurred, you might doubt that I'm telling you the truth. But it is just water.
Well, that's good. So final question, and then we're out of here because this has been a great little conversation. What's your goal of this workshop? What do you want to see happen?
People's light bulb moments around how to connect it all, right? So coming in with how to shift your mindset around accountability is always my goal. That's my mission. Stop making it so hard.
Yeah. And the whole idea that accountability is a group dynamic, pretty powerful stuff that people haven't thought of.
Yeah. And Todd, I really, really want people to be able to appreciate my new interpretive dance moves because I've been working on this. And I think you're going to like it. Yeah.
So are you going to have a leotard on?
Well, it's you'll be surprised. You'll like it.
Okay. So I can't promise a leotard, but I can't not promise a
Lycra,
leotard.
Maybe,
Lycra is just that.
That's not really a leotard.
Yeah.
I'm always excited to help work with, you know, help people get better.
What do they call those pants? Are they called Pee Wee Herman? No, Lululemon.
Not
Pee Wee Herman.
I know.
That's a whole other kind of pants.
In Australia, they call a guy my age riding a bicycle a mammal, middle-aged man wearing Lycra.
Excellent. Well, I really look forward to this. This can be a fun time.
Me too.
We are going to have lots and lots of fun.
Yep, and Jay's all organized for us. So
yeah, I think we'll be fine, and then we'll do something great. We'll have some kind of excitement. Anything else I'm missing?
Thanks, Todd.
We all invite you to come spend time with us. It'll be fun.
Yeah. So, hey, Todd, is the link on the hophub.org? Is it already on there to sign up?
So I don't know if it is, but we'll make sure it is before the podcast starts goes up. And then safetyfm.io is where the registration junk is. Not junk, registration stuff is. So I think we're good. And it's pretty easy to get there.
The Hop Hub has it.
Hop Hub has it. Okay, good.
Yep.
And you know, Todd, I got rid of my website. I'm like, I don't ever update anyway. So we're all on the Hop Hub. So
yeah.
I just told my guy to just turn that thing off and people can find us.
Yeah, I think it's kind of good to be hard to find.
Well,
what is the Hop Hub and should I be on it?
So
you'd like it, I think. Yeah, you should be on it.
So hophub.org is just a place that we've kind of grouped all this together. So it's got Todd's podcast on there. It's got Andy's podcast. It's got my vlogs on there. It's got all this stuff that, like, when Chase sets up these meetings or whatever, it's got just a lot of – and it's got a bunch of our – like, we put all of our copy of our slides on there so people can get them and use them. And so, yeah, it's just a place to go to find stuff. And then it's got a link to the hopcommunity.org, which is just a shared space of people talking about this stuff. And the only rule there is you're not allowed to sell anything or be mean. So it's not like typical social media, right?
No meanness.
Make it safe. Make it safe.
And it's cool too, Jim, because we don't really advertise it. We just put it out there. And there's several hundred now on it. And I don't do it because I'm not very good at social media. But they share all kind of – they're working on different – concepts and projects and stuff, you should totally be on that because they would love to hear from you because a lot of conversations are on there, I'm sure, about like accountability stuff.
Are you still doing your vlogs?
Huh?
Are you still doing your vlogs?
Yeah, yeah. I still do them. I've actually been doing a better job of doing about one every couple of weeks now. And they're also on the it's all stuff Todd knows, so it's not like he's interested in what I say, but they are like me taking, Todd told me to do this actually a few years ago, capture a little video of me thinking about something. And so I post those on there. Andy does podcasts. They're different than Todd's because he talked to her about, hey, do some around this integration. And of course, Todd does his, the two a week. It's amazing, right? I don't know how he still does all that. But so all of that stuff. So it's a nice sort of central hub to go get stuff in this hop space. And yeah. And the hop community, I think you should join that because I think you'd be well received in there. They'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Are you doing podcasts too, Jen?
I am. I got two podcasts. One's the other one is Organizational Transformation Kung Fu that I do with another executive coach. And we just talk about all that culture change and stuff that we come up against as executive coaches.
Oh, very cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
All the DEI, all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So, now that I know about your secret society, I'm going
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we should probably not have told you, darn it. That's our mistake.
And Jen, the only reason it even seems weird, maybe you haven't heard, is like, we don't promote anything. We're terrible. We just kind of say, all right, here it is. Like when we wrote, Andy and I wrote that book, we never really said anything other than, it's available now, finally, after Todd harassed me for 2 years. Like, Bob, it's taking too long. And finally got that thing done.
When are you going to do the audiobook for that, Bob?
Yeah, so any day now, Todd. I'll be able to do it.
Any day.
So join in because we would love to have your voice in there and so much conversation about accountability these days. So.
Sounds good. Fantastic. I think we got a deal. I think we got something happening.
We'll see you guys in Orlando. And I'll wear my best. You know, I always wear my best.
That's right. Your best Lululemon. Your mammal outfit.
Jennifer Todd says, he'll say it's the bottom of a bunch of people. It's like, Bob looks like he's ready for a hike to break out.
Because
I wear cargo pants and hiking shoes, and I could peel his shirt off. I got a t-shirt on. Let's go. Yep. And it's actually kind of true.
He really is. He's always ready for a hike to happen.
Yep. And I got an amazing gift. That e-bike.
How do you like your bicycle?
Everybody loves it. That's the thing. Everybody loves it. My grandkids, my son-in-law, I do. I don't even know how many miles are on it now, but it's we'll be needing tires soon, I guess.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's awesome.
Yeah, all right, so, you guys.
See you guys.
Have fun. Thank you.
Yep.
Audio.
See you soon.
See you later, alligators. Bye. So it's 3 days. We're going to do a full day sort of fundamentals deep dive in human performance. That'll be my day. I have that day. Then we're going to actually do a lot of co-work, but Andrea and Bob are going to do a day around really applied learning and learning techniques because there's a bunch of stuff coming out right now around that. And so it's a pretty good time to talk about it. And then Mark and Jennifer are going to do Jennifer's going to do a bunch of work around accountability. And think about that as accountability as an act of clarity. That kind of says it all. And then Mark's going to talk about applied sort of field work and field experiences that I think you'll find really valuable. And then there might actually be a guest speaker. There's some discussion around this, so be ready. And then there's plenty of time to hang out. So we got that kind of covered, doing a bunch of stuff. So we'll kind of make that happen in – I think you're going to find it to be really fun. If you're interested, safetyfm.io. I have no idea. Somebody explain to me what the IO thing is. But that it's safetyfm.io. You can sign up. The details, it's September 27, 28, 29. I got that because I wrote it down on a sheet of paper. So I think it's right. I hope so because it's kind of a lot of podcasts if it's wrong. And you're welcome. I mean, it's a great opportunity to come out there. And then it's set up so that you have the weekend if you want the weekend, which is why they're doing it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which I probably wouldn't have done personally, but seems like that's a plan. And if you need some escape time on Friday, we'll build in a little escape time on Friday so you can fly out if you need to. That is the lowdown blowdown of what's going to happen. And that's pretty much in a nutshell, the pod for today. I mean, that's what we wanted to cover. That's kind of the big coverage. I was asked to talk about this because there's some space available. So, you know, if you're interested in going, please go. It's a really great opportunity to hang out. And it's the barrier to entrance is relatively low. Lots more cool stuff coming on the pod as well. You're going to hear about that as it progresses. Actually, I'm pretty excited. There's a couple of really cool ones that are coming up that you are going to like greatly. And I mean greatly. But until then, learn something new every single day. Have as much fun as you possibly can. Be kind to each other. Be good to each other. Check in on one another. It's still probably worth doing. And for goodness sakes, you guys, be safe.
Ahora te toca a ti. A dar un paso adelante y ser el cambio. Es hora de convertir tu pasión en una carrera. Es hora de inscribirte donde tu éxito es la prioridad. Un lugar donde clases más pequeñas significan conexiones más profundas. Donde la matrícula es accesible y la tutoría es gratuita. Es hora de crear tu propio camino. Valencia College. Te toca a ti. Inscríbete hoy en valenciacollege.edu. Las clases comienzan el 21 de agosto.